Blog Talk Radio.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hold up the line. Hold up the line. Hold up the line. Oh, ye heaven-bound soldiers. Hold up the line. Hold up the line. Let the light shine around the world.
Welcome
people all around the world. It's my new theme song. I'm so delighted. Let your light shine around the world. This is what we are about. And I just want to remind you that I am Imaja Jubilee, your host for love, light, and positivity. And to remind you of this, you have just landed in love. You were made in love, by love, for love, to be love now. In this very moment where you're sitting in your life, you're made to be love and you're made to be the light. And let us breathe in together a divine breath and remember the giver of the breath. For breath is life. And life is about living from inside out. And we are meant to live our lives in full expression, being the light and being the love to all people. And the divine that gives the breath is all-knowing and all-flowing in and out and through. And as us, this morning, this day, we say that and we welcome you to our show. We've been absent for a while, but we're right back now. And we're here sharing our earthly adventure with you. We're sharing and knowing that all of us, the truth of who we are at our core, we are love. We are made in this love. And no matter where we are still made in that love. No matter what race, what color, what gender, we all make up God's divine community all over this world. And no matter what your gender, as I said before, or your age, we make up this community. And I want to dedicate this show today to all the mothers out there because Mother's Day is Sunday, and I want to dedicate it to my mother, Marie Harris Brown, who made her transition in 2001. And I have started what I call the Be Love Tribe. And the Be Love Tribe is about reminding people that they were made in love, and we will talk further about that on another show. And I wanted to let you all know the first presentation of the Be Love Tribe will be presented to the Unity Church of Bon Air tonight. And I'm privileged to have someone with me that's going to tell you a little bit more, okay? But one of the first questions that I wanted to ask you was this. Are you a good neighbor? Do you even know what a neighbor is? Do you do random acts of kindness for people that you don't even know or that you pass sitting on the street corner or they might be sitting on one of those white buckets, those white 5-gallon buckets that a lot of our food products come in and or do you give them a dollar or do you not give it to them because you have something in your heart saying, well, you know, I know you're not going to do anything good with it? Or do you even know who lives next door to you? Who lives next door to you? Do you know who lives next door to you? Well, do you all remember State Farm had a commercial says that like a good neighbor, they are there, all right? Like a good neighbor, that they will be there. And then there was Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Y'all remember Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood? That was a long time ago, but it was really a good thing to remember. Are we good neighbors now? And one of the things that reminds us, there's a parable in the Bible about the Good Samaritan. So today we have as our special guest, the Reverend Laura Barrett Bennett. She's a senior minister at Unity of Bon Air, North Chesterfield County in Richmond, Virginia. And she is a Bible scholar. She has a new book called The Language of God, Metagenics. And it's about your relationship with the Bible. What if you had a new relationship with the Bible? She's teaching a class, and she talks about having a mystical experience and mystical experience from
mindful, mystical and mindful experience with the Bible in such a way is that you develop freedom around it, that you neither have to have it rule your life, nor do you have to totally reject it. You have a very powerful and empowering relationship with a scripture that pierces time and space to bring up truths for living that are eternal. and that apply to every era. And in so doing, you actually build a new future, a new possibility. You bring a new possibility to life. And the reason I chose the Bible as a particular subject is not only because it's what I grew up with. My father, Dr. Paul Barrett, was one of the great Bible teachers of all time. And he worked with the Aramaic language in the Bible as well as Hebrew and Greek. But he went to the Bible's depths of truth. And he helped me to recognize and to see the Bible everywhere in life. Because it has been around so long, whether you believe in it or not, you don't have to believe in it. Whether you believe in it or not, it affects every day of your life. And because of that, when you develop a powerful relationship with the Bible, you develop a powerful relationship with your life. So I'm presenting a different way of interpreting it to what Imadja was talking about, where you actually embody and become the light. You don't just have the light fed to you from the pages. You actually are the light. It's calling forth your light. It is drawing the truth from you because you already have everything you need. And this is just a relationship with this wonderful divine tool that draws out from you what you already are.
So tell us, Reverend Laura, how I want to go switch over a little bit and talk about, we're talking about neighbors. So that story in the Bible.
Yes.
The Good Samaritan.
Yes.
Tell us that parable first before we get into discussion about it.
Yes. In the Gospel of Luke, there's this wonderful story where a rich young man asks Jesus, how do I enter the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus asks him, what does it say in your scripture? And he quotes his Hebrew scripture, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your might, and love your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus then launches into how to do that through the parable of the Good Samaritan. And he talks about a man who was walking along the road one day and who was beaten near to death and left on the side of the road. And the great religious leaders of his time, a priest comes by and sees him and avoids him entirely. And then a Levite who serves the priests in the temple comes by and crosses the road to avoid him. And then a Samaritan comes along. Now, I don't know how many of us, we've all heard the word Samaritan. We've all heard the phrase Good Samaritan. But I don't know how many of us know what a Samaritan was in Jesus' time. A Samaritan was somebody that the good religious people avoided because this was a person of mixed blood, considered unclean, considered to be a very lowly individual in society. But this Samaritan shows the greatest love of all. He walks up to this man who is injured, doesn't care who he is, doesn't care about his background. He takes him to an inn where he is nursed, where he is taken care of, and he pays the innkeeper everything the innkeeper needs to bring this man back to health.
So that's being a good neighbor.
That is being a good neighbor.
So how, bringing that forward, how can we make that applicable to our lives? Because that's what we all this happening in the world now with all the shootings and you hear of all these people dying and hunger and just don't have a place to live. How, I know you had a kindness campaign here locally,
yes,
which I was very proud to participate in, on
yes,
bringing in that awareness. How can we now in this time be a good neighbor like the Good Samaritan was? How can we do that?
Yeah, well, first we get in touch with what the Good Samaritan reveals are those parts of ourselves that often interact over when something is calling us to reach out to give someone something that they're asking for, to help someone in a time of need. We have these conflicts in ourselves, and what we see through what I grew up with, metaphysical interpretation of the Bible, and then taking it deeper to embody it through metagetics,
what we see through metaphysical interpretation is that the priest and the Levite represent that self, that sense of self-righteousness where we are so centered in our own spirituality, but when it comes to others, we actually see them without even knowing that we're seeing them as something less than us.
Yeah, less than, and see, that's what bothers me.
Yeah.
It bothers me that now the growing into the world is that you are not my neighbor just because the color of your skin, if you're Hispanic, if you're, you know, that's build walls and keep them out, right?
Right.
And we're not neighbors.
Right, or because of your condition in life.
Yes.
You know, this is a person, as we see in the biblical story, who is unclean, who we don't want to touch, who we don't want to have anything to do with. And we what happens is we recognize that all of these characters, we have that sense of self-righteousness in us, like the priest, and we also have that very, very human part of us, which is represented by the Samaritan. That part of us, which is a mixture of our spirituality and our humanity. And when we get in touch with that, we know that we are all of these things, that this neighbor that we see in need is us.
Is us. And we are one, the oneness.
Yes.
We are one.
That is myself I am seeing.
That's right. It's part of us, part of. Because we're all created by this one entity in the universe.
Yes.
And we forget that. We tend to forget it. And I know you talked about the landscape of your life. You have to landscape. I remember the talk that you did about this. The landscape in your life to where the acts of kindness are part of what you do on a daily basis. You know, and being and thinking of other people, not being selfish and self-centered and judgmental.
Yes. Yes, the garden that you have in your life to landscape is the garden of your community, is the garden of your world.
Mm-hmm.
And what grows in that garden are the people. And when you connect with the people, when you give as much care to a human being as you would to a flower, you know, you are recognizing this is part of my beautiful self, not just part of me that's down and out and in need. All of those are also judgments. But you are actually seeing the beauty of yourself in that person's eyes, in their heart, in their soul. You're actually connecting soul to soul. And this is what Jesus meant. This is out of the Gospel of Luke. In the Gospel of Luke, Jesus is the great equalizer. He brings up He makes people realize that all people and all things are equal. He doesn't talk down to them. He talks with them. And in the Gospel of Luke, he says, love, or he points out this teaching of love your neighbor
as
yourself. He doesn't say love your neighbor like you love yourself or love your neighbor to the extent that you love yourself. He says, love your neighbor as though they are you, as yourself. And he's pointing out that your neighbor is yourself. When we recognize this, when we know we are caring for ourselves through kindness, it really is so powerful. And this work that I did on the 40 days of kindness that took us through the season of Lent, where I gave daily practices of kindness. And it began with being kind to yourself, and then it extended to your immediate neighbors, and then to your community, and then to your world.
And you each week you did it. Each week
I gave practices that applied to these things. And next year it'll be even bigger. We're going to get it more out into the greater Richmond community. We're going to have these beautiful visual artwork to go with it. These T-shirts. We're going to have people writing up what their experiences are as they experience a sense of kindness
and connectedness. See, that's the other piece. The kindness, it brings connectedness.
Yes,
that's what brings the oneness.
Yes.
When we go from it like that, if you know, the kindness starts with us. And then spreads. Like, my mother was the greatest example of being a kind person that I've ever known. That's why I wanted to start the Be Love Tribe in her honor, because she took in dogs and cats and people and fed them when they couldn't, you know.
My grandmother did the same thing.
You know
thing.
What I'm saying? And we don't do that. And if your neighbor came to your door for something, you got it. Or if somebody was sick, you went to their house.
Yes.
You cook, you clean for them. If they wanted to borrow a cup of sugar, a cup of flour, you gave it to them without saying, oh, you know, I wonder what's going on with them. You know, that kind of lower self talk, yes. right? Your lower self talk. Yes. But we have forgotten that we can be neighbors now, just like that parable yes. teaches us.
Yes, what if you did something as simple as interact with someone, with a stranger that you don't know, or someone that some self-righteous person in you would want to avoid? What if you reached out and interacted with this person? What if you got to know their name?
Yeah, name.
Just simply ask them their name.
Or smile at them.
Or smile at them. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Or, you know, or don't give somebody a finger when you're driving in traffic. That's what you
right. Let somebody in the traffic. You know, let them in. Let them in if they want to get in, you know?
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, just twice on the way to the church this morning, I you know, two people were cutting me off and giving the finger and honking their horns, and I'm thinking, wow, I'm not thinking there's anything bad or wrong with them. I'm thinking, wow, how much this world needs our kindness, how much we need to recognize even that individual as us.
Yes.
And so what I did was I made sure they saw me smiling at them.
Wonderful.
Yes.
And so, you know, that It starts with us. Everything begins with me.
Yes.
And everything begins with each person individually.
Yes.
And then it spreads. It spreads.
Yes.
Because one act of kindness can lead to someone making someone's day even better, you know?
Yes.
And I have this habit, which I've developed, where I send texts to people. If they're on my mind
mm-hmm.
and I wake up with that, I'll send a text, a positive message. And I only, and see, with the media now, you know, with social media now, you have to be very, very careful of what you gaze your eyes upon, because that can bring, when you dwell in, people put negative things on their Facebook page, and then they do some unkind things said about the person because some people are so conscious of how they look and what their ways are. So you even can take the kindness to social media and only put positive things on your Facebook page.
Yes.
And eliminate those people
yes.
that don't.
Yes.
Yes. You know?
Yes, there's something I say about my book. What if a new relationship with the Bible could be formed for you, the free-thinking individual, with an open heart and discerning mind?
Discerning.
And the whole thing about with the Bible is it's a practice.
Mm-hmm.
What if a new relationship with life, with the social media, with the things in life, could be formed for you, the free-thinking individual with an open heart and a discerning mind, so that what comes at you, you don't just, you can, there's a great Eastern teaching where the guardians are standing in front of the temple watching the parade go by, and one guardian has his hands open and welcoming people in, you know, the parade of people into the temple. Another one has his hand out, stopping them from coming in. We have a choice which thoughts come into our mind and which thoughts we can keep out. Sure, we have stuff that goes through our mind all the time. We are exposed to so much stuff, but we can choose what we focus on. We can choose what we hold to. 50,000 thoughts go through our mind every single day. On which ones are we focused? On which ones are we holding to? What are we making our habitual thinking to be?
And I feel like that's where prayer and meditation come in.
Yes.
Because sitting in the stillness and the silence
yes.
and getting in touch and praying.
Yes.
And that kept, I know it works for me.
Yes.
And journaling, and I use those tools and surrounding myself with people like you. Who you surround yourself influence what you're going to
yes.
do and how you're going to act toward another person as well.
Yes.
And when we do things in love, when we remember that we were created in love, and in the moment use that love, we can spread that love. We can spread
yes.
that kindness. So I heard you say that you're going to go forward with this kindness campaign, and so we'll come back around again next year. And when you get your campaign together, we'll bring you back so you can talk about it, because we are about
yes.
spreading love and light, and kindness is a part of that.
Yes.
And yes. also, she has this class that's going on now right here at Unity of Bon Air on the language of God. And tell us what days of the week that is.
That is on Thursday.
Yes.
And you can choose the morning class or the evening class. Either one will work. You can come sometimes in the morning and sometimes in the evening if you want to. There's a 10 a.m. class. And there is a 7 p.m. class,
yeah.
and every week. and for the through June 13th. Through June 13th.
Well, if you go to unityofbonair.org, is that correct website?
Yes.
You can find a lot more information what's going on locally here in Richmond, Virginia, at Unity of Bonair. So, Reverend Laura, give us a gem that people can walk away with around this parable of being a good neighbor and being a good Samaritan in this day, at this point in time.
The world is our mirror. When we look at the world, when we look at the people in our world, when we look at the things in our world, we are seeing some reflection of what is happening in our own soul. When we go to God and meditate and pray and look for healing our own soul, one of the ways we can do this is in that silence of meditation. Another way we can do that is to reach out to those in need of kindness in our world who call to our hearts. And how we discern somebody's in need, not because they're less than us, not because we are greater and have something to give them, but because our heart responds to them. And when we learn to let our heart respond to the people around us instead of shutting it off, then we see them as a reflection of our own self.
And that's the most important thing. We're going to wrap up our show. We want to thank you, Reverend Laura, for being on the show with us today and for explaining to us how we can be a neighbor. Even though you might live the other side of the world, all right, you're still my neighbor. So if the takeaway today, please take away that no matter who you are, where you are, you're still my neighbor. And no matter who you are, where you are, you were still made in love. And no matter where you are and who you are, you still were given the breath. You still were given life. And go out and do something, a kind of a random act. Don't think about it. Just do it. Do it in love and do it from your heart. Not from your ego, not from your mind, because your mind will tell you all these things. Take a breath in. And that connectedness with peace and love and light. And be that light that we talked about. Hold up the light and let your light shine where you are. And when you do that as one and remembering that it begins with you, all is well. So we're going to go and do random acts of kindness, and we're going to breathe in this light that God has given us this day, and we're going to remember that God is right here where you sit, inside of you, no matter where you are, and that we love you and we bless you, and we look forward to spending time with you on our next show, and that you would have practiced random acts of kindness, and that you would have been that good Samaritan and done good, and you would remember that you were made in good, by good, for good. And so it is. Have a good day.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.